And they're laughing about it. I don't know if you saw the piece with Obama. You know, he's up at some fancy thing and he's bragging about how they carried out a big clinical trial on billions of people. They're mocking us, Sarah. To them, this is funny. This is just some kind of a joke. Joke on humans. Let's just kill them, right? That's really where we're at.
Well, they're humans too. I mean,
I'm not so sure. I am not so sure about that.
I will take that for you.
Are you ready to take control of your health in today's toxic world? Look no further. Masterpiece is here, setting the gold standard for holistic detoxification. Masterpiece, the natural master binder, features nano-sized zeolites combined with marine plasma nutrition. And here's the groundbreaking news. In initial trial results, users have experienced an astonishing 80% removal of toxins after just 60 days of use. Say goodbye to forever chemicals and heavy metals. Masterpiece is a game changer, efficiently capturing graphene oxide, arsenic, mercury, and over 85 other heavy metals. Not to mention it tackles forever chemicals like microplastics and PFAS, a group of over 4,700 man-made chemicals lurking in everyday products. Users are reporting incredible benefits, more energy, heightened mental clarity, and better sleep. One user happily explained, "The mental fog is just gone." And the best part, Masterpiece is affordable. For just $52.99, you get a 2-month supply that can transform your life. Visit sarahwestall.com under shop or click the link below to grab yours today. Don't keep this breakthrough to yourself. Spread the word to family and friends. Masterpiece is not just a product, it's a life changer. Act fast and get yours today at sarahwestall.com or with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I am Sarah Westall. I have the great Todd Callender coming back to the program. We're going to talk about his talking in front of the Croatian government. He was asked to speak to the government, and then we're going to talk about the UK government and a member of parliament, what he was saying. And then we're going to dive into all these other, he's just great. We're going to talk about how we're at war. I mean, we're at war. And what does that mean to be at war? And he's going to define it from a legal perspective, what that means. And then we have a clip of Obama talking, which I'm going to play before we do the interview. I was going to play it in the middle of the interview, and then we forgot to actually play it. So I'm going to play it. I'll just play it right now.
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation.
Okay, so that is something that we're going to talk about, is how Obama was saying that this was a big experiment. And so he's going to bring that up and he's going to talk about it. And then we are going to get into what people should do. And he has a lot of hope. You know, there's a lot of hope here because their plans have gone off the rails a little bit already. So we're going to talk about that. So I hope you stick around for this whole thing. And before I get into this, I want to remind you of the MitoCure that we talked about. I just had Ian Mitchell on, one of my favorite scientists, and we talked about this methylene blue. He's calling it the MitoCure because it's methylene blue with also other ingredients that helps turn over your mitochondria. So because methylene blue is just temporary. It gives you a boost of energy. It truly does. It's not like caffeine, which masks when you're tired. You really are tired and it just masks the symptoms. Methylene blue gives you that burst of energy in your cells. It feels great, but it's temporary. If you don't keep taking it, you have to be addicted to it in order for it to work. So he's like, well, that's not okay. We don't want. And so he came up with this thing. Well, let's encourage mitochondria turnover so that your cells are getting healthier and that you won't be addicted to this product. You will feel better. And then maybe every so often you can do it as a maintenance routine. Once you feel really good, you can do it as a maintenance every so often, to have that energy. Or as I said last time, maybe if you have hardly any energy, you should look at maybe parasites, look at getting heavy metals, a masterpiece, get that heavy metals out of your system. Or if you want a more boost of energy, definitely try this MitoCure. It's amazing. So anyways, there's all that. I'm going to have the link below, or you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. Okay, let's get into my conversation with my friend, Todd Callender. Hi, Todd. Welcome back to the program.
Sarah, you are such a kind soul to have me on. Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope I don't disappoint.
Well, you never disappoint my listeners. They love you. So I want to talk about, you were invited to speak in front of the Croatian government, which is, it's it shows courage on the part of the Croatian government to address these things, because there are few governments that are willing to stand up. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can. Really cool guy. His name in English is Andrew Klarić. I guess is how you say it. It's in Croatian. He's a friend and advisor to Dr. Liev Leet, who's one of our expert witnesses that we rely upon. And he somehow or other got a member of parliament in Croatia to hold official hearings. This was about 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago now. And he invited Dr. Yeadon and various other experts to come and give testimony, not just on the shots, but believe it or not, on central bank digital currency and how these things were genetically manipulating others. It went on for 10, 12 hours or something like that. And he invited me to come and give testimony. So I did. What I explained was how it was that the world's governments manipulated the laws to effectively drive us into this cattle chute of shots, and no way to escape it. And once the shots happened and people were dead and dying, there was no way to get redress. And what I described to him when I put on a PowerPoint presentation was exactly how it happened in the United States of America, including moving public health to the Department of Defense. Most people don't know that.
That's right. And almost no one knows that public health was moved to the Department of Defense. And then they also created ARPA-H, which allowed them to put Fauci's stuff under a DARPA-like organization.
Yes, they did. That's exactly right. And black budget funding other transaction authority. And I got to tell you, sir, you know, I sued the Department of Defense Health and Human Services and the FDA in August of 2021 on this notion that, this is an investigational drug. It's experimental. You can't do this. You've got to have informed consent. Boy, was I wrong. Sir, what I didn't know at that time and we came to find was that this was a military attack on humanity. This was premeditated democide, in the words of Dr. Tenpenny. She's right. This was Operation Warp Speed, enacted in 2012. This was a plan to depopulate the planet. That's what we found ourselves in.
Well, and there's more people coming out and making comments like that within governments. There's a friend of yours in the UK government who is coming out and saying that just that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Andrew Bridgen. He is a superstar. He's a member of parliament. And I think with any luck, he could become the next prime minister. Let's put it this way. If there was a real election in the United Kingdom, this guy would be the prime minister. And he speaks the truth. He's actually a scientist by his education. And he early on said, hey, this thing's dangerous. They're telling us it's dangerous. They didn't do all the studies. And then, you know, lo and behold, this thing rolls out. So he started to speak in the truth. And by the way, it was like yesterday, I think, in front of parliament. It's the first time I've seen this. The guy stands up and says, it's time to hold people accountable, Mr. Gates in particular. And he's talking about the death penalty, rightfully so.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're all saying that, but they're saying it now in parliament.
In parliament.
That's what.
The UK.
Why is it taking our government so long to get there mentally? What is going on here?
Okay. First and foremost, because our government is comprised of actors. All of those people in the cabinet, in the executive branch, the appointed people, are actors. None of them have a valid oath of office. In the case of the guy that welded open the borders, that's Mr. Mayorkas, he didn't bother to take an oath of office, which is required by law. It's statutorily required. They didn't bother. My point in telling you this is they're in on it. So as I explained to the Croatian government, to the parliament, all of the laws were changed in such a way that public health became a military operation. And when six magic words are uttered, a public health emergency of international concern, lo and behold, all of your human rights are suspended. So how do we arrive at that conclusion? because your human rights that are found in the International Convention on Human Rights, the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights, and in the Nuremberg Codex says that experimental drugs can't be used on people without their informed consent. Who got informed consent? No, because those six magic words revoke your human rights and your constitutional rights, and they made this whole thing a military operation. That's the bottom line. There was no escape. And worse than that, little did people know that there is a piece of law, an agency called the Bureau of Justice, that when those magic words are uttered, this is crazy but true, law enforcement, corrections, that's jails, public health, and that's now military, and the judiciary. I'm going to say the last one again. The judiciary, they all become one. They amalgamate into one function. So this is why we got our pleadings back when we filed suit. There were 12 of us had 12 federal cases. All of our pleadings looked the same when they came back. Why? The judiciary pleadings are part of that whole thing. Law enforcement is the DOJ, and the military is run by public health. I'm sorry, public health is run by the military. The point is, they're all the same people. They're all working together. That's why our entire government was moved into a fashion, into a machine, a killing machine. That's why.
Okay, well, they also just passed, it went into effect January 21st. The FDA now says that they don't have to give informed consent if
That's right.
a procedure is, or a treatment is deemed low risk, which is...
Safe and effective.
That's what safe and effective is. So now you can just declare anything safe and effective, ignore the actual studies and people. They're just ignoring the people dying everywhere and going to say safe and effective.
So how do they get away with that from a legal perspective? The answer is that our human rights, right, those three UN conventions, international conventions, guaranteed human rights globally, those were suspended when those six magic words are uttered, and they shall remain suspended in two different ways. Number one, for so long as the public health emergency continues. Guess what? Our Congress just declared a public health emergency for Marburg. That's viral hemorrhagic fever bleeding out of your eyes and orifices. That doesn't expire until 2028. Worse, the people that got genetically modified by the mRNA shots, according to existing U.S. law, and trust me, I know this because my case went to the Supreme Court on this issue. The people that got the mRNA shots are no longer human for purposes of the law. They are owned chattel property. They are a slave species who do not enjoy human rights because they are no longer human.
This is like we're in the middle of a sci-fi movie that makes no sense. I mean,
Matrix was a documentary.
It's absolutely insane. So how do we get ourselves out of this?
Because we say no. Just because, I'll give you a good example. In 1865, we passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which outlawed slavery. It was so universally reprehensible, we said you can't own other people, and we described it as being people. You can't own people. It's about people. It doesn't say homo sapiens. It says people. The same applies here. I said to the U.S. Supreme Court, hey, the 13th Amendment says you can't own people. And you know what they said? Blah, blah, blah. We're not going to hear you, which means that they wanted their holding to stand. We don't have to agree it, right? We can all agree planet-wide that owning people, let's put it a bit this way, the other way, owning people is reprehensible. We're not going to do it. We're not going to go along with it. So while these guys try to, you know, enforce their patent rights, they try to lock us down. They try to force central bank digital currencies. The operative word is no, right? They can't force 7 billion people to do anything. And that's why they made getting rid of us a military operation. And by the way, they failed. We're still here.
We're here. So Google has, or YouTube, both have partnered with the World Health Organization. And you know that they're controlled. They're part of this whole operation.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And people died. A lot of people died because they couldn't get access to good information. They say that people,
right.
we're protecting people from death by censoring these guys. But in reality, a lot of people died because there were treatments. Now, this is the backdrop of the Supreme Court case that was heard on Monday, you know, the oral hearings at the Supreme Court. And I listened to the entire oral hearing and it wasn't very long, but it was pathetic. I mean, it was as if the Supreme Court justices didn't even, or the ones that asked questions, it was like as if they didn't even read the filing. What are your thoughts on what's going to happen
here? Yeah.
This is serious.
It is really serious because our government is making it up as they go. So when we were studying the legal basis, the rationale for all of this stuff, one of my researchers, Lisa McGee, she's fantastic, has spent days filtering through what's called the Federal Register. The Federal Register is where we publish new laws. So whether there's regulations being created by the executive branch or there's new statutes going into effect, they're published in the Federal Register. It's notice to all, here's what's happening. And so we came to see a bunch of proposed rules, proposed laws in the Federal Register that our government and law enforcement were treating as being active, that they had gone through the legislative process or the rulemaking process when in fact they hadn't. These were just ideas that somebody wrote down and said, hey, let's put this idea in the Federal Register. It never got acted, it never got enacted. And yet, this is what people were following. Like Biden said, oh, if you want to come into the United States, you got to have the shots. That rule didn't go through a rulemaking or lawmaking process as our Fifth Amendment requires. They just made it up. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're just making it up as they go along, sir. It's not law. They just kind of abandoned the whole idea. And you see the same thing coming out of the Supreme Court. I listened to the Justice Kenyatta or whatever her name is, and I thought, my God, really? Does she have a law degree? I just couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Well, and the coercion.
It's made up.
It's just made up because, you know, there was ban on books, yeah. And there's, which is the strong case. That was a strong case we used in the Ninth Circuit, and about the government coercing or forcing. They actually blackmailed and forced these. I mean, you read the language. They were pretty much saying, if you don't do this, we're going to take your rights away. That's what Nancy Pelosi said.
And they did.
Yeah, they're going after these media companies. It's a very obvious violation of the First Amendment. And the judges like, I don't know if that's what we're seeing here.
I can explain this to you. This goes back to my point about human rights and your constitutional rights being suspended. You know, President Trump declared a national emergency on 13 March of 2020. When he did that, that has the effect of consolidating power into the executive branch of the government. And when the public health emergency was declared, COVID became a military operation. So the reason why all of our cases got dismissed out, all of our federal cases relating to COVID got dismissed out. Why? Because the courts said, we're not going to hear your case because the military is prosecuting a war. We're not going to second guess them in the middle of a war. It's not exactly what they said, but this is the conclusion we've had to draw. The same applies here. The courts are saying, there was a national emergency declared. There was a public health emergency declared. We're not sure that we even have jurisdiction to hear this case. And so this is the point. The executive branch is operating as a dictatorship because they were given the power to do that with the declaration of the national emergency followed by the public health emergency. It's medical martial law. What people don't understand is that all the power of our government rests actually in the Department of Defense, which is now, by the way, effectively the private army of the WHO. It's a war on humanity. And what they've done is they've hired or engaged the world's biggest, most lethal killing machine, otherwise known as the USDOD, to be their thugs, to be their enforcement.
Well, with that situation, it's with the Marburg, and I mean, they could just make it go on forever. They've declared our country a dictatorship that can go on forever.
That's right. That's right. And they're laughing about it. I don't know if you saw the piece with Obama. You know, he's up at some fancy thing and he's bragging about how they carried out a big clinical trial on billions of people. They're mocking us, Sarah. To them, this is funny. This is just some kind of a joke. Joke on humans. Well, let's just kill them. Right. That's really where we're at.
Well, they're humans, too. I mean,
I'm not so sure. I am not so sure about that.
I will take that for you. Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below. Okay, so what, you know, some people said that there's going to be, and I know you're not a doctor, but you work with them very closely and you see from a legal perspective. And many of the doctors said that we're going to have mass death, which we have had a lot of death.
Yeah.
And,
yes,
you know, we haven't seen, you know, 80% of the people who've gotten the shot dying yet. Some people say it's coming. I've talked to doctors and, you know, it's like the ambulances during COVID were not busy at all, but now they're
really, yeah, that's right.
Now they're really busy. Yep. And I've talked to doctors who have practices and said, gosh, I usually have like 4 people with turbo cancer. Now I have 93. Yep. You know, I mean, just yep. Explosion. Where do you see this going?
I know exactly where it's going. How do I know that? Because they actually did the study on 44,000 service members and their families. And they study, look it up for yourself, C4591001. Pfizer did a 6-month post-market study, as they called it. And they discovered that all of those people that got the shots, they went there with whatever their disease was. Perhaps they went there healthy, but they came away with 1,291 new diseases. So Teresa Long, medical doctor and flight surgeon, lieutenant colonel in the Army, one of my expert witnesses, said that having been trained in weapons of mass destruction, including biological warfare, she said it would have taken years to set up the tests for these 1,291 serious adverse events of special interest. I'll send that to you. It's worth reading. It goes on and on with these crazy diseases, 1/3 of which are genetic. My point in telling you this is they already know, because this was biological warfare. This was a weapon that they made, and they knew damn well what it was going to do. So this is why they set up all these cancer places around the world. By the way, have you noticed there are defibrillators in the schools, like your 6th grade up kids? I mean, only on the freaking playgrounds. They have put these things just in case your heart stops on the playground. We're talking about little kids. Why? Because they freaking knew, because it's an attack on humanity.
It's just incredible that we're dealing with this, but it's an attack on humanity at kind of a much higher. There's multiple things going on, right? We're seeing
yes,
an attack on the
exactly
food supply.
Right.
We're seeing
yep.
open borders. And I'm seeing the people, the military age men that are coming through, or the military age people that are coming through, they're doing
yep.
what looks like military setup style in government facilities, waiting,
yep.
you know, prepping for some kind of an invasion. It doesn't look like, and this is what I'm
hearing
from military personnel, it doesn't look
yes.
like a normal housing immigrants.
No, it's not. We have, well, you can imagine, when I sued the DOD, I had whistleblowers from all over the world coming, a lot of them in the military, one of which sent me video of a city inside the wire for Fort Bliss in Texas. And they had flown in directly, according to their testimony, people from all over the world, military age men, never went through customs, never went through immigration. And they were being housed in the middle of Fort Bliss and trained. All military age men, none of them came from the United States. And by the way, I would have you know that our government's been doing this for a while. They get something called the School of Americas. And they bring foreign people, whether from Afghanistan or God knows where, and they train them in our tactics and on our weaponry. So when you understand that this has been a process for a period of time, by the way, you might remember under Obama that the NASA, NOAA, EPA, IRS were buying billions of rounds of hollow point ammunition. Where is that? It's cached somewhere. And by the way, hollow point ammunition is not even legal under the rules of war. So yes, they're gearing up. They've always been gearing up. We are in the execution phase of this extinction level event.
Okay, so yeah, I remember them buying all the ammunition and people had a hard time getting ammunition because Obama was trying to buy it all up. And yeah,
billions.
Exactly, where is
billions
that?
Of rounds.
I had people telling me from the indigenous, the Indian reservations, that they were housing a lot of these people there and training them. And there were a lot of Chinese military there. I've heard it from multiple sources. Have you heard that? Because they can get around the law by doing that. But now it looks like, first of all, have you heard that? And now it looks like they don't even care about that anymore. And now they're just doing it on military bases.
I'm not surprised. No, I haven't heard about using indigenous reservations for that purpose. But there are vast tracts. In fact, a lot of them are right there in the area I'm talking about with Fort Bliss. I'm not the least bit surprised. It makes perfect sense. And by the way, I do a lot with some tribes and have for a long time. And I will tell you this, those that are found in the Code of Federal Regulations as being federally recognized, you know, they get free money like you cannot imagine. And they have been trained not to bite the hand that feeds them. They'll go along with anything. You might remember Bill Gates said, oh, well, the blacks, the indigenous need to get the shots first. That's exactly what happened. The tribe in Oklahoma that I've worked with for some time, they had their shots a month before anybody else. And the chief of that tribe, who I counted as a dear friend, is a casualty of that.
Yeah, there's people dying all over the place. Everybody has friends who have died suddenly. Well, I would think almost everybody at this point, because I've had multiple. But then we have people dying from fentanyl and other issues too.
Yeah,
and
now, another attack.
Yeah, it's amazing how many attacks are. It's almost. I think it's people are shutting down because it's overwhelming and they don't know what are they going to do, right?
Wow. You know what? Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
I'm really glad you said that because I'm on some threads with a lot of people, you know, and influential people, and it just was so strange to me. There was a piece that came through and I happened to question, hey, facts are the facts. We should probably consider those facts. In this particular case, it related to Mr. Trump, who, by the way, was the guy that authorized, you know, the mRNA in the first place. He is the guy that declared the national emergency. Those are facts. It's not a comment on him personally. But those facts are what they are. And people were freaking out. How dare you? You know, how dare you talk about facts? Sarah, the last time I remember seeing something like this, it was Nazi Germany, right? 1937, you couldn't dare say something about Der Führer. Mao Zedong, same thing. Stalin, same thing. Pol Pot, Caesar. Right. When people get so afraid of everything, so overwhelmed, it's like a drowning person clinging and drowning the person who's trying to save them. Right. That's where we're at. People are so freaked out that they won't even listen to something that might cause them some level of concern or certainly a question as it relates to Mr. Trump. Look, I hope the guy is who he's supposed to be. I hope he's the person that turns this all around. But it doesn't change facts. And we can't give up our brains. We can't become Nazi Germany in 1937. We've got to remain rational. And we've got to stay calm because, you know what? We're here for a reason. We stopped the biggest killing machine on this planet already. If we stopped them once, we could stop them again. We have the ability to do this. We just have got to keep our heads.
We got to keep our heads. And we got to look past the fifth generation warfare that these psyops that are being implemented on us. I was just involved in one that I think is dying down and it'll go away with have, and I don't want to dive into it, but people who listen to me know what I'm talking about, and it doesn't need to give any more attention because I think it's diffused for the most part.
Good.
It's crazy because it's fifth generation warfare. They're going after,
exactly right.
And when they start going after innocent people and it doesn't look like there's any facts and people are irrational, then you know there's something wrong. And that's the same thing. If they're going after anybody that brings up any facts for anything, then we've lost our minds.
Lost our minds. I guess that's the point, is that when they've lost reason, when they've lost the ability to rationalize things, we literally have lost our minds. And you're right. That is the fifth generation warfare. That is the plan. I'm trying to remember the guy that was in Ronald Reagan's office on the very day he took office. He was the Casey. He was the CIA director. And he said to the newly appointed, or appointed probably, the newly elected President Reagan, he said, "We'll know our job is complete when everything that Americans believe is wrong," or something
William
to
Casey.
That effect.
Yep.
William
That's
Casey,
it.
The world is upside down because they intended it to be upside down for this very purpose, right? To confuse us and make us malleable, and run, get shots, or whatever the next thing is going to be.
And I think it makes it even more important to keep your sanity, calm down, take a breath, make sure emotion isn't affecting
yes.
you. Like, does this make sense?
That's right.
We have to have discernment because this is what they're doing to us.
That's right. Let me add this to your calculus. The reason they had to make the 1994 Cairo Population Accords a military initiative to kill 7 billion people, as our world governments agreed in 1994, is no small feat. It's an enormous amount of people. And so they really had to get people to go along with it. Wouldn't you try and convince people to take a shot? Wouldn't you try and, convince them that all of this is in their best interest? All of those things make perfect sense when you look at it that way. My point is that, I think not even half the world took the shots. That still means 3.5-4 billion people are not going to die from that. That's a lot of people. They can't carry this out without us. So it really starts with no. It starts with standing on your feet and sticking to your convictions, your principles. And the answer is no. I'm not going to take my kid to your transvestite story hour, in kindergarten. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to take your damn shot. And by the way, your central bank digital currency, you're going to wipe my backside with that. It starts with no. We have the power, Sarah. We've proven it because we're here.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So what else do you want to share with everybody when I have the great mind of Todd Callender here?
I'm so honored. No, I really, it's very kind of you. Great or not, I don't know. What I can tell you is we've had a lot of divine intervention. I see God's hand, his divine hand behind things. So for instance, in Ukraine, with our equipment, you can drop a munition on a dime from 13 miles away with the artillery that our government has and has provided to the Ukrainians. And here they were shelling Chernobyl, trying to start a nuclear event. And they couldn't. How is that possible? And for instance, Janet Yellen, who was talking about, also doesn't have an oath of office, by the way, she was talking about defaulting on the interest payment to the Federal Reserve. That would destroy our economy. She hasn't done that. They haven't crashed our economy. They haven't been able to carry out all of the rest of these missions. They're being frustrated one at a time. And we owe that to two things. It takes one. It takes one person to stand. Dan Roberts is the guy who was our plaintiff in that case. Colonel Chambers, who said, no, I'm not going to go and give these kids the shots. Melissa McAtee, a quality assurance auditor at Pfizer, who came out and said, we have no idea what we're putting into these bottles. It takes one to stand, and you look at the difference, what's happened. So if you're involved in loading those airplanes for the chemtrails, or you're involved in some fashion in these things, it takes one to stand and say no. And you can save the world that way. Part two of that is have your faith in God. Why? Because if you have faith in God, you lose your fear, right? Our souls are eternal. What happens on this planet is temporary. Lose the fear by finding God.
I love that. And that's what I say too. You can all be the resistance, and the resistance can be inside. It can be the scientists
That's right.
who are part of this. It could
Yes.
be, yeah, it could be the bankers who know what to do. It could be because their families are going to be affected as
You
well.
bet.
That's right.
Are.
They are,
Or
yeah.
you said it. So you said it a minute ago. Everybody knows somebody that's died. And look, I get that it's hard to embrace this. I get that nobody wants to understand that the governments of this planet decided to kill 7 billion people. That happened. They wrote it down, right? It's 1994 Cairo Population Accords. Henry Kissinger wrote a memo on it. Our government made it official policy. That happened. So now the question is, what are we going to do about it? And the answer is, first and foremost, is accepting that this is the case, and then saying, no, we're not going to go quietly into the night.
No.
So look, I have tons of hope, Sarah. I really do, because we're here. We weren't supposed to be here. And as it relates to Mr. Trump, let me also add to this near calculus that his existence for those 4 years, irrespective of what he did, is absolutely one of the reasons we are here. His existence in that office was enough by itself, irrespective of what he did, to screw up this plan to the point where it couldn't be salvaged exactly. And what we're watching is the attempt to try and fix it. So whether we have facts that are good or not good as it relates to Mr. Trump, that's one that you can put in the aisle of good. Because I can tell you with absolute certainty, but for his being the president of the United States for those 4 years, we would all be dead by now.
Okay, Todd, thank you so much. And you tell everybody where they can follow you, where they should all go to your Clout Hub, right? I mean, it's a free
Please.
platform. People can
Yeah.
watch you on that one. They can watch you everywhere, but they can watch you there. You have a lot of, I'm up there now, which is
You
awesome.
are.
Got my
Well,
own
thank
channel.
God. Thank you.
Yes. And it's a growing free platform. So talk about it.
Yeah, good. Thank you for that. Okay, so here's the deal. It's censorship free. Most people now know that BlackRock bought into Rumble. I've been shadow banned there before. Censorship is coming. 3 months ago, the Federal Communications Commission said they're in charge of content. So they're now going to regulate social media platforms and newspapers and television studios, what they can say and not say. Not at CloudHub. Why? Because number one, I won't allow it. I'm a lawyer, and my two other directors in that company are lawyers, and we are prepared to fight. We're not going to tolerate it. CloudHub is censorship free, except look, we don't want porn and we don't want gambling. Other than that, it's the marketplace of ideas. I want people to come express yourself. Let's have that rigorous, intellectually honest debate. We have a video platform, we've got chat, we've got groups, all kinds of things. I tried to make this as open and friendly and available to people as we can, including instant translation. So if Sarah's got her podcast right there, you can send it to your friends in any country, Poland or wherever, because it's got instant translation software attached. You can watch it in closed caption in any language effectively. So we're trying to make this the world's marketplace of ideas, where we're exchanging all this information censorship free for the purpose of saving humanity. And that's why it's free.
Thank you so much for everything you do, that the courage that you're showing to keep a free platform, because that's, I mean, we don't know when these things are going to, the lights are going to go out, and we just have to
Right.
keep fighting. So thank you so much, and thanks for being here.
Bet. No, it's an honor. Sarah, thank you. You know, you've been at this a long time. God bless you.
Too long, almost. I don't know. This is a hard fight. So thank you so much.